not work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good afternoon. The news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: 3 killed, 18 injured in road accidents across Lusaka and Chilanga. Makers urges political parties to present clear education plans ahead of August elections. And in international news, Armenia votes as Russia piles pressure on pro-West government.
Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. 3 people have died while 18 others sustained injuries in separate road traffic accidents recorded across Lusaka and Chilanga districts. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said the fatalities involved 3 pedestrians who died in separate incidents, including 2 unidentified males killed in hit-and-run accidents. Mr. Chilavi said the first victim, believed to be between 25 and 30 years old, was fatally struck by an unidentified vehicle along Kafue Road in Mapepe area of Chilanga district around 04:30 hours. He said the second victim, a pedal cyclist aged between 30 and 35 years, was fatally hit from behind by a suspected truck along Chifuma Road in Sinoma area around 19:30 hours. Mr. Chilavi said the third fatality involved 15-year-old Lavmo Mwanza of Chaisa compound, who died after a vehicle being towed became detached, veered off the road and struck pedestrians who were seated at a makeshift shelter near Mandevu lay-by bus stop around 19:30 hours. He said 18 other people sustained injuries in separate accidents recorded in Lusaka and Chilanga districts.
The third fatality involved a 15-year-old male juvenile identified as Lavmo Mwanza of Chaisa compound. The accident occurred around 19:30 hours near Mandevu lay-by bus stop off Great North Road when a motor vehicle being towed became detached from the towing vehicle, registration number BAH2608, veered off the road and hit pedestrians who were seated at a makeshift shelter. The victim was pronounced dead upon arrival at the investigating hospital. 3 pedestrians from the same incident sustained serious injuries and were admitted to Matero Level 1 Hospital.
The ruling UPND has announced that Gary Nkombo is no longer a member of the party and has urged its supporters in Mazabuka to rally behind the officially adopted UPND candidate in the forthcoming election. In a statement, UPND Secretary General Batuke Imenda said Mr. Nkombo effectively ceased to be a member of the party when he filed his nomination as an independent candidate. Mr. Imenda said although Mr. Nkombo later submitted a resignation letter to the party secretariat, it was only tendered after he had already filed his nomination papers as an independent. He has also alleged that Mr. Nkombo had been mobilizing individuals, including some party members, to attend a public event where he reportedly intends to denounce the party and its leadership by burning UPND regalia and other party materials in his possession. Mr. Mender has cautioned that such actions could constitute a criminal offense and warned party members against participating in the alleged activity. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia has called on political parties contesting the August general elections to present clear and practical plans for the future of education beyond the election period. NAKES Executive Director Dr. Aaron Chanta said although Zambia has made notable progress in expanding access to primary and secondary education, the quality of education remains a major challenge. Dr. Chanta said learning poverty levels are estimated at more than 90%, with the majority of primary school learners failing to attain basic literacy and numeracy skills. He has also expressed concern over the implementation of the competence-based curriculum, noting that many schools lack essential teaching and learning resources, including textbooks, laboratories, ICT equipment, and workshops required for practical skills training.
We want to see also our political parties telling us the plans that they have on how they are going to afford our teachers decent accommodation, but also accommodation at universities. We are aware that our universities have got enough land where we can build adequate hostels for our children. We can't be talking about the same thing for years without action. So while access to education is important, we think that we need to face the reality and accept that the quality is very poor. We need to have very clear and actionable plans from our political leaders on how they are going to handle this sector.
The National Heritage Conservation Commission has reaffirmed its commitment to forging strategic partnerships aimed at promoting Zambia's natural and cultural heritage while ensuring sustainable conservation for future generations. Speaking during separate courtesy calls by representatives of the Chasing Waterfalls Africa Initiative and the Miss Heritage Global Pageant, NHCC Executive Director Kagosi Momloe said the commission remains open to collaborations that help unlock the tourism and heritage potential of the country's vast heritage resources. Mr. Momloe has stressed that heritage promotion must go hand in hand with conservation, community participation, and economic empowerment. He has noted that Zambia is home to some of Africa's most remarkable natural attractions, including the iconic Mosiotunya Victoria Falls, one of the world's most celebrated natural wonders, and Kalambo Falls, the second highest waterfall on the African continent.
One thing about our heritage is that it is not just about education, it is also about, you know, due to some of our sites,
yes,
they speak to their natural beauty.
Yes.
For example, if you look at the Victoria Falls, one of the reasons as to why it is the only site is because of its natural. So the Victoria Falls was recognized for its natural beauty. So if you have got the two natural beauties coming together, so to me, that's why I see the heritage.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Petroleum expert Dr. Kafula Mvanga says government is unlikely to withdraw the petroleum tax waiver on fuel products, noting that the situation in the Strait of Hormuz has not yet fully normalized. Speaking to Hot FM News, Dr. Mvanga says even if the Strait of Hormuz were to reopen fully, damaged refinery infrastructure in the region would be costly and difficult to replace, meaning the normalization of global fuel supplies will take time. He has called on the government to develop a clear and strategic plan and negotiate a favorable agreement with the International Monetary Fund aimed at reviving the Ndeni refinery and restoring crude oil processing. Dr. Mwanga says local refining would meet up to 40% of the country's fuel requirements, helping to stabilize prices and reduce dependence on imported finished petroleum products.
So basically, where we are standing, I don't see government retracting from the waivers because the normalization on the Strait of Hormuz has not happened and it's not going to happen today. There must be a very serious strategic planning around, you know, reduction of fuels or subsidy. There must be need for them to engage players like IMF to discuss these issues because we need to stand up. The government must have the guts to negotiate a fair deal that we need to sustain in Beni and get back to crude oil so that we can have basically 40% input in the country to stabilize our prices.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. International news.
Voting is underway in Armenia in an election which could decide whether the country continues edging towards the West or returns to its traditional ally, Russia. The small South Caucasus country of 3 million people has been